This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Kusha Navidar in for Allison Stewart. She's out on medical leave after having successful brain surgery, and we can't wait for her to come back. Here's what's coming up on the show this week. Tomorrow, as the Supreme Court hears a case about the FDA's approval of an abortion drug, we'll talk about what's at stake. Top Chef kicks off its 21st season this week. I am a longtime watcher, and Judge Gail Simmons has been with the show since the beginning. She'll be my guest in studio on Wednesday. And Thursday, we'll mark baseball's opening day with author Kevin Baker, whose new book describes how the game originated in New York. That's in the future. Now let's get this hour started with Empress of. Last Friday, the LA-based artist Loralee Rodriguez, her artist name is Empress of, released her new album. It's called For Your Consideration. Here's a little bit of the title track. Action, close up, the moment's on you. Cut to your decision for your consideration. For your consideration, you sent me photos from another hemisphere. You said, I think. This is Empress Of's fourth album. It's inspired by a breakup, and it examines the bizarreness of Hollywood, you know, the seduction of fame, but also full of hot songs with driving beats. It's going to make you want to move, going to make you feel good. For Your Consideration is out now, and heads up, Empress Of will be playing some live shows in New York on May 22nd, 24th, and 25th at Elsewhere in Brooklyn. And with me now in studio for a listening party is Empress of Loralee Rodriguez. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited to have you. So, For Your Consideration, that title feels like there's a lot of layers there. Unpack that title a little bit. Where does it come from? What does it mean in relation to the album?
So, I'm from Los Angeles. I have seen FYC billboards all over LA my whole life. I just thought it was such a bold title for a record in the music industry, you know, For Your Consideration, and sort of just taking that term and defining it in my own terms.
What does that term actually mean? Like, you see it on billboards,
yeah.
For the Oscars, are you saying? Or
Oscars, Grammys, Tonys, Emmys, like, you know, For Your Consideration. It's, you know, it's tied to award season. Everyone thinks of FYC, like your FYC campaign for your short film, your feature film, your Grammy consideration. It's, you know, it brings to the mind like accolades and achievements. And I don't know, I feel like I'm poking fun at it and saying like, I already have them. Like I've given them to myself.
You know? So that's interesting, because I was going to say. So giving them to yourself, unpack that a little bit. Like, you don't need it, you're going to define your own success?
So I love this album. Mm-hmm. I love this album. I am very proud of it. And I just sort of am like, you know, whatever happens with it, I already feel like I've achieved the success I have by making this album. And, I'm on a star, like, over the back line of L.A., like, as the album cover. Yeah. The backside is me completely painted in gold like a statue. Mm-hmm. It's cheeky. It's fun. I'm having fun. I don't know. I love it.
When you think about the bizarreness of Hollywood, what's specifically about the culture, of Hollywood, of being famous in LA, were you trying to poke fun at? Were you trying to examine?
Well, one of the images from my album is me dancing on a billboard of my own album cover. Mm. So that is, you know, absurd in itself. The zooming in of your career, the outlandishness of your career, the being a star, mm-hmm. you know? I'm on a star on the album cover.
Right.
And
right.
I'm just like...
On the nose.
Yeah, on the nose. Like, there's even been press, it's like, Empress Of knows she's a star. Do you? You know?
Mm, yeah.
Like, I just think it's fun. I think it's funny. I have been, you know, this is my fourth album. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have been various stages of myself throughout these records, and I think this is one where I'm vibrant. I feel vibrant.
Would you say this is like your star era that you're going through right now?
I feel like a star. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whatever people interpret it, you know, interpret it as you will. But I feel like a star.
Yeah, and you sound like a star when you're on this album. Oh. You said that you grew up in LA, right?
Yep.
So you've been exposed to this culture for quite some time.
Yes.
Do you feel like you've gotten or have been at risk of getting lost in that culture? Has it been hard to preserve your sense of self before you became a self-proclaimed but also everyone else proclaiming star? How's that been like for you?
Also, the word star is so funny as well. I don't know. Being in LA and like I said, seeing these images everywhere and seeing this culture, I don't feel lost in it because I just feel like music is the driving force. I love making music. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I'm at a red carpet or like, you know, an event like that, I'm always just like, oh, this is part of the job, but it is not the job. The job is music.
Yeah.
And when I get on stage and I sing in front of people, I'm like, that's my job, you know?
Did you always know that you wanted to be a musician?
I there was never another career.
Yeah.
I just started making music when I was 21, 22, and I don't know. I haven't stopped making it. I haven't stopped making music as Empress of.
What's some part of life outside of the industry of Hollywood that you miss or that you can't get as much of as before you were a famous artist?
I've never considered myself a famous artist until you just said that.
we'll label it. On behalf of us.
keeping with the theme of the record.
Exactly. Yeah. Leaning into it.
Just acknowledging that the criticism, whether it's good or bad, will be out there. Like before, when you're like an indie darling, you know, and you have the like pitchforks of the world that are like, you know, giving you these accolades and stuff. That's cool. It feels safe.
Hmm.
And when you get into like the pop sphere, the more like the wider sphere of the world, that's something that I've noticed is just like, okay, cool. Now like this is just reaching a wider audience and it's open. The criticism is the floodgates are open.
The magnifying glass too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it's like with the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm just learning to take that, you know, with a grain of salt.
Absolutely. And what a wonderful connection to the title of the album actually for your
exactly.
consideration.
For your consideration. Yeah. It's actually, it's hilarious.
Yeah, because the magnifying glass is the consideration,
yeah,
big time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, let's listen to a song from that album.
I would love to.
We're going to play the first minute or so of Lorelei. What's the story of how the song came together?
So my name is Laura Lee, and everyone calls me Lorelei.
Mm.
And I was just poking fun at it, not being my name.
Mm.
And there is another story behind the song, a love story, but I don't know if I should get into it right now.
Your call. We can listen to the album right now.
I'll try to tell it really quickly. Basically, okay. Some guy was cheating on his girlfriend with me. I didn't know this.
Ooh.
And I wrote it's like my Jolene, you know. I wrote the song as the perspective of the girlfriend.
Mm.
And she's like, you know, does she know how much she makes me cry, Lorelei? But I also use that as an opportunity to poke fun at my name.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah. Let's listen to it. I wanna be sweet, but there's too many scars. I wanna love you free, but I can't see the stars. All I taste is bitter. You kiss my lips. Does she know how much she made me cry? Lorelei, Lorelei. What's her name? All the girls. Does she know how much she made me cry? Lorelei, Lorelei. Oh,
So a lot of the songs on this album, this one included, they've got driving beats to them.
Yes.
You know, they're club-esque rhythms, you might call
yeah.
it, like we just heard on that song. When you first get an idea for a song, do you usually start with a beat and go from there, or do you begin with the idea and find the beat, both, either?
Yeah. So I am a producer. I have made a lot of my albums. I co-produced this with other collaborators, and I really wanted to start this record beatboxing. So every session I did on this record, I was like, cool, can you just turn the mic on and I'll just try using my voice as the drums. So it's like my voice is the snare, like shh, and like the hi-hats, like the kick, and you can hear like lots of breaths, very ASMR-y. Mm. And this is great for radio.
WNYC.
Yes, WNYC. So yeah, you can hear a lot of that in the driving force is actually my voice on this record. And I think that's really special. I love it.
Well, it sounds like you start with the beat then, because you think about the percussion. I mean, you beatbox, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, but it can also just be like, you know, the song for your consideration is just like lots of ahs, and you know, it could be anything, like like little, there's another song on the record where I just started going na 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 na, and like that we loop that over and over again. I just think like making electronic music is so fun like that, you know. It's the rules are no rules.
Well, you know, as a producer, among, you know, we have producers in the studio with us now as well, there is this sense of possibility, this expansiveness. It's whatever you can think of, you can find a way to create it. And I think it's so interesting that your voice often stands as the piece of that, not necessarily just the melody, but all of the other elements too. It's whatever you can think of bringing
Absolutely.
It into reality.
Absolutely. I have always said that no one has my voice. And that's, you know, that's what makes, you know, being a singer and a songwriter special, is like, cool, no one's going to sound like me. And I wanted to use that to the extreme.
How did you find your own voice? What was that like in your musical journey?
Well, four records in, it's a constant exploration. I think this record is, you know, is even pushing more explorative than the other ones, with, you know, that theme of like my voice, the breath, the beats and everything. But I feel like an empress of record is going to sound like an empress of record. It's going to feel like a little dreamy, mystical, make you dance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, I don't know.
So it follows those themes. Dreamy, mystical, makes you dance. For your consideration, what makes it different? What's maybe the creative risk that you wanted to try on this record?
Yeah, the creative risk. I mean, really, you know, leaning into collaborators instead of being a producer, being executive producer and sort of just steering the ship. And I feel like songwriting, there's a lot of cool lyrics on this record that, I don't know, lean very pop in a way that it's like my take on a pop song.
The lyrics is a great point to bring up, because with the lyrics as well, it's bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and forth between Spanish and English. You are first generation Honduran American.
Yes.
Is that right? So is it a conscious choice when you want a lyric to be delivered in Spanish versus English, or does the difference really mean nothing to you? It's whatever comes up organically. How does that work?
The music leads, you know, whatever fits into the beat, the melody, the song, the music leads. I don't know. I've been making music, like bilingual music, since the beginning of my career. And it feels very natural to me.
Well, let's listen to an example of that on the album. Let's listen to Feminine. Quiero nombre femenino, un latino que baila pa' mí y solo pa' mí. Me cocine, me desfile, me lleve al cine. Lo quiero pa' mí y solo pa' mí. No te necesito a ti, ni tú a mí. Tú y yo somos iguales. Para de pedigrí, give me a treat. Te vas a perder los modelos modales. Free, wanna bomb me, wanna bomb. Estoy loca en este party, wanna bomb. Dream, scream, wanna bomb. Sabes que yo soy tu daddy. Quiero un nombre femenino, un latino que baila pa' mí y solo pa' mí. Me cocine, me despide. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Loralee, who performs as Empress Of on the new album For Your Consideration. We just heard a clip from the song Feminine, and Spanish is a gendered language. So please correct me about this if I'm missing the mark, but I noticed that in the song you use words like Latin instead of Latino or Latina. Yeah. As a natural Spanish speaker, can you speak more about how you think about trying to use more inclusive language?
Yeah, I mean, that was something I did with this song. So femenine is the gender neutral of feminine in, mm-hmm. in Spanish. You want femenina or femenino. So I just wanted, I wanted to do femenine. Mm. Latine is, you know, gender neutral. Quiero un latine que vale pa mí. That's like me saying I want, you know, Latinx. I want, like, you know, ungendered. And I notice that your Spanish is great. You were singing along to the song.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's coming from you. That's really nice.
Thanks. But yeah, so I'm just trying to use, you know, the language that I use every day with my friends in the song.
Well, we got to take a quick break, but we want to come right back after this. We're talking to Loralee, who performs as Empress Of, her new album For Your Consideration. More after this. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Kushan Avidar, and here in the studio with us is Loralee Rodriguez, a.k.a. Empress Of. Her new album just released last Friday. It's called For Your Consideration. We're doing a listening party. Let's talk about your song with Muna, because you talked about how this album, slightly different from your previous ones, because a lot of collabs, right?
Yeah.
So they're obviously a huge band right now. They're signed to Phoebe Bridgers' label. How did you first connect with them, and what do you like about their sound?
I'm going to preface by saying Muna, greatest band in the world. we've been, you know, mutual admirers of each other online for years. You know, it starts with a follow, then it's a DM. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, oh my God, I love this, I love this, I love this. And then it, you know, I was working on this album and I sent them the record, and, you know, What's Love stood out to them, and they recorded on it. And I received the email back and screamed in my car.
What do you like about their sound? You say that they're the best band in the world. Where did that come from?
Katie has such a beautiful voice, and I say it over and over again, and I won't stop saying it. But they're just pro. They are so pro. They recorded their own vocals. They did their own production on their vocals. Like, you know, those like harmonizer layers. They sent me back a finished product. I was like, oh, they mean business. And I admire that so much in another artist. I aspire to be that when someone asks me to work on a song. And I love their music.
It's the producer in you, right?
Yeah. I mean, those are the things that I'm like, ooh. Like, oh, this is next level. I love Rina Sawayama, who I also worked with on the record. The same level. Like, it's such a high level of, like, professionality that I'm just, like, you know, singing aside. Like, these are incredible singers.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it. You mentioned the name of the song that you did. It's What's Love. It's the final track of the album. Let's listen to a clip of it. Here's What's Love.
Took my breath away, made me feel safe, made me escape, made me want to cave. I wasn't trying to love this love. If a love can make you break you, shape you, then what's love?
Loralee, you've said that this song is kind of like a breakup song. How did writing this song and the album as a whole help you process post-breakup?
Yeah. So I feel like people really love my breakup songs. I have another song called When I'm With Him, and people are always like, your song got me through my breakup. Mm-hmm. Your song got me, like, you know, through this. And it's such an amazing, you know, thing to hear about your music. This song is different. Because it's not, I'm not, it's the first song I've written where I'm not crying. I've told people that it's like my thank you next. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, oh,
the Ariana Grande.
Yes, hit, the yeah, Ariana yeah. Grande song. I'm like, thanks for the heartbreak. You know, I wouldn't have had it any other way, you know, and I don't know if that is like me as a therapized, you know, a more therapized person. You know, I'm like, oh, I needed to go through that, you know, and that's comes out in a song. But yeah, I say it's a breakup song, but it's not broken. It's just like, you know, it's thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
but not thank you. Next.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You've also collaborated with Rina Sawayama, which
yes,
you had mentioned,
I mentioned,
for a song on this album. It's called Kiss Me. Before we listen to it, why did you want Rina on this song?
So this song is like such a sweet, nostalgic pop song. And, you know, I had so many references when I wrote it of like Britney and Dream, which is like an older band. And I was just like, who could meet me there? You know, who had the delivery? And I was on tour with Rina. I opened for her in Europe and in the US, and we became friends. And, you know, she just supports me. And so I sent her that, and she was, I was like, can you please, you know, think about singing on this? And she's like, of course, and sent me vocals. And I, again, screamed in my car because I listened to my demos in my car. And yeah, it's.
Well, let's listen to a quick clip of it. This is Kiss Me. If you send a flare, then I'll be there. So you have a few live shows already scheduled this
yes,
spring. You'll
yes.
be back to play three shows in New York on May 22nd, 24th, and 25th at
yes.
Elsewhere in Brooklyn. What are you looking forward to most about playing this album live for an audience?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to play. I think all the shows are sold out. But maybe, wink, wink, I'll announce another show
Ooh.
For this album in New York. I'm just like, that playing records live is a joy because you spend, you know, I spent 2 years making this album. You spend that time in a studio and, you know, there's no real life. Like, it doesn't come to life until you get on stage
yeah.
and you see the fans singing the lyrics back to you. And, you know, you see the sweat, you see the dance, you see the moves. It's like it's so fun. It's so fun.
And it'll be super exciting to get to see that. I'm sure you're really looking forward
to it. Yeah, I'm so excited.
So let's go out on one more song. I've been speaking to Laura Lee Rodriguez, who performs as Empress Of. Her new album is called For Your Consideration. Laura Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Here it is, Baby Boy. You know my love for life.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.